Today in Pittsburgh, 97-year-old Rose Malinger is being remembered in the last funeral for the 11 victims of the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue last Saturday. And synagogues around the country are inviting people of all faiths to come together for the Jewish Sabbath tonight and tomorrow to show compassion and unity after the attack. The American Jewish Committee is behind the effort, coining the hashtag #ShowUpForShabbat to spread the word on social media. Joining us now is Rabbi Joshua Heller of Congregation B'nai Torah in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Rabbi Heller, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And what are you hoping to see at your congregation tonight and tomorrow?
We are hoping to see people connect with each other. We're hoping to see people find some comfort. We are hoping to see people able to do something positive in a place and a time where there could otherwise be hopelessness.
How many people do you expect tonight, and what does that compare to normal Friday night?
So tonight we are expecting around 300, whereas normally we might have between 100 and 150. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning, we're expecting around 350, and I think we may get between 450 and 600. We really don't know.
Wow. And what are you going to say to people?
There are two messages that I'm going to give. One is I want to talk about the feelings that Jews and our neighbors may currently have. So Abraham's experience is one of being, in Hebrew, a ger v'toshav, being a foreigner, a visitor, a stranger, and that this is an opportunity for those of us who may feel like outsiders, who may feel that we are on the margins, to be embraced and in turn to embrace others. This attack, the putative cause, was someone who was falsely concerned about immigration, and being able to understand that the value of welcoming and embracing others is an essential religious and ethical value that this attack doesn't in any way diminish. And then the other question that I want to take on is all of us experience tragedy and loss in life, whether it is illness or it's something evil like this. And the question of how we exercise resilience, how we take the negative things that happen in life and use them to drive us to be better people, to be more godly people, to create the good that we want to see in the world. And so those are the two messages that I hope people will take away from this weekend.
There's been a lot of focus in the last several days on the anti-Semitism that clearly exists in this country. Was that a surprise to you, or is this something that you knew was present and maybe it just hadn't shown up in the way that it did last Saturday in Pittsburgh?
To my mind, anti-Semitism has really gone underground. And really over the last couple of years, we've seen views that people might be willing to express in private become more socially acceptable to express in public in terms of anti-Semitism and other types of hatred as well. You know, there have been incidents that have happened in our community in terms of swastikas being drawn or statements being made. Nothing at this level, but I've seen an uptick in the country in terms of anti-Semitic views being expressed that previously might have kept to themselves or not chosen to act on because of the societal pressure not to.
That's Rabbi Joshua Heller of Congregation B'nai Torah in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you pack the house tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Be well.